Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulys. All rights reserved. This is Speaker Linda Pauly. It's February 22nd, 2007. And here's Jesus. Nazarene. Recently, actress Tyra Banks had an episode on her talk show about kids who are interested in cross-dressing. What do you think about this?
I am totally against this, Alora. Girls should be dressed as girls and boys dressed as boys. Boys and girls are different, and they should be dressed differently to show their difference. I do not like people starting to sodomize their children even at a young age. If a girl wants to dress like a boy, you tell her no. You are a girl, you dress like a girl. If a boy wants to dress like a girl, you tell him no. You are a boy, you dress like a boy. Don't confuse them, because when they get older, somebody may take advantage of that confusion in them and sodomize them and lead them into evil that will destroy their souls forever. You've got to stand up and say no. This idea of giving a child everything it wants, of letting a child do anything it wants, is totally and completely wrong. You have to set limits with children when they are young, because if you don't set limits with them when they are young, they will have no limits when they grow up and become monsters that are evil and a danger to everyone in the world. I know people don't like this idea. They want this transgender thing, but it is evil. It is wrong. Boys are boys and girls are girls, and that's it. There's nothing in between.
Like in John Lennon's song Nazarene, do you want your sons to wear pantyhose?
Exactly like that, Alora. Exactly like that.
We'll be back after the break. This is Speaker Linda Pauly. They say in the afterlife that laughter is the best medicine. Perhaps the best physicians of all are the famous comedy team of Abbott and Costello. Read our book about them. It's free online at http://spiritus.tripod.com/books/acc.htm. We're back. Nazarene, we recently celebrated President's Day. Do the former presidents in the afterlife mind that we celebrate all their birthdays on one day?
Absolutely not, Alora. They don't mind at all. They realize it would just be too many holidays if every one of their birthdays were celebrated, so putting them together on one day is a very good idea, and they enjoy it very much. But they do not like the hype associated with President's Day. They do not like the way it is used commercially for a lot of rip-offs. And this is a shame, Alora. It is too bad that everything is used for a rip-off in this country. And people spoil everything. Every holiday, Easter, Thanksgiving, Christmas, every one of them has been commercialized and turned into a money-making operation. And they have no real holiday value whatsoever anymore. And this is a very, very bad thing. We need to get Christmas back in Christmas. We need to get God back in Christmas. We need to get Thanksgiving back in Thanksgiving, and not a time to play football games or do other things. This has to be controlled, Laura. People have to have a little bit of sensibility. These holiday things are just getting out of control. They are just getting totally and completely out of control. And the kingdom of God does not like it at all. More people go to hell by the way they celebrate Christmas than for any other reason, and that is very, very wrong.
I wish they hadn't taken down If You Want a Holy Christmas, Nazarene.
So do I, Alora. I still don't think it infringed on anyone's copyright. I still don't.
We'll be back again. Jesus may be reached at Here's Jesus 777 at yahoo.com.